Chapter 9, Finding Our Purpose, Positive Affirmation. How does one find one's purpose in life? This is a question that had me chasing my tail for many years and it almost causing me pain. I had a feeling that my life was on pause and I could not move forward until I knew in intricate detail what my purpose was so I could start my life. I thought finding my purpose was going to be a defining moment, as if God would separate the clouds on a rainy day and speak to me in a grand voice. I also thought that once I knew my purpose, I would have clear instructions on what to do for the rest of my life. I sought out great teachers and seers to help me. I assumed that everything that had happened before I found my purpose was preparing me for what I needed to know. And once I knew what my purpose was, every moment thereafter would be defined as after I found my purpose. But the whole concept was just a fantasy that my mind had created. And the teachers and seers could only give me about as much information as I already had. As a culture, we start asking our children at a very young age the big question, what are you going to do when you grow up? This question was asked of me hundreds of times during my youth, but at age 9, the only thing I wanted to do was build forts in the woods and effectively not get caught peeing outside. This repeated questioning landed a belief in me that I should know what my purpose is right from birth, and because I did not know the answer, that question tore at my self-worth. Within the question, there is an underlying pressure that we must do something. In the end, nobody had the answers I was looking for. I needed to change my approach and look in a different direction. The search for purpose. I count myself privileged that I found my career at an early age, and for years it seemed as if I had found my place in life and that I was well suited to my vocation. By my early 20s, I had acquired all the material things that one would want in a normal middle-class life. I owned my own home, car, vacation property, and it filled my life with a great many meaningless objects. However, under the surface, I still question myself, am I fulfilling my true purpose in life? Even with all these things in place, I could not help but wonder, is this all there is? This is what life is about? I was haunted by these questions. As comfortable and as great as my job of being a tattoo artist was, it didn't feel like my ultimate purpose. It felt like I was putting in time until I found what I was really looking for. In my mid-20s, though, I had what I would call a spiritual crisis. Nobody and nothing I had met thus far in my life seemed to have the answers I was looking for, so I decided to turn to spirituality. I read tons of self-help books, met some interesting people, and studied all kinds of religions and philosophies from different cultures of the world. After investigating and studying, what seemed to have the greatest allure to me was meditation. In the end, after all that, I still had not found the answer to my question. The strange thing was, is it didn't seem to bother me as much. Spirituality was a great distraction. Eventually, I gave up my pursuit of finding the answer. Then one day, it all became clear to me. Each step of my journey was my purpose. I had finally discovered what I had been looking for most of my life. My life was already full of purposeful moments. There was no great epiphany that was going to tell me what my ultimate purpose was. At every twist and turn in my life, I was automatically fulfilling my purpose when I learned to stay present with the moment and serve what was in front of me. I discovered that our purpose is ever-changing according to the moment we're in. By placing our attention to the moment at hand and responding to what's in front of us, we automatically fulfill our purpose. There's no longer a question of whether we have a purpose or what that purpose is. We have all kinds of purposes. Life is full of opportunities to fulfill our purpose from one moment to the next. Instead of our purpose being one giant thing, it's made up of all the endeavors we engage in. The questions we need to address are, what am I drawn to and what excites me? Do my pursuits have purpose to me? We all have a myriad of things that we are naturally good at. And there's a good chance that what we're really good at is part of our purpose in life. Living another's purpose. Never settle for a life that's less than purposefully yours. It's not so uncommon for us to live another person's life. Our family and friends can have a huge influence on what we do or do not do. And what we're exposed to often has an impact on the choices we make. We search for our likeness in our circle of friends. That's what usually draws us to befriend another. Once we find a person who shares a common trait, we then align ourselves as friends. But often our friends will expect us to stay the same, or at very least not to move beyond them or be different from them. The problem is we sometimes outgrow our friendships and begin to curb our needs in order to meet the approval of others. This behavior can cause us to fall in the trap of living another's purpose, and can bear even more validity when the person we have outgrown happens to be our partner. For years, I tried to live my parents' life. I started to follow in their footsteps rather than my own. The longer I worked at doing the same type of work they did, the more discontent I became. In my heart, I knew what I was doing was never going to get me where I wanted to be in life and where I needed to be in life. In fact, part of the angst I was feeling about finding my purpose came from not being honest with myself. I was going against what I knew was right for me. I was living another's purpose, and it was going against my own heart's wisdom, and that's a recipe for clinical depression. Moving toward our purpose. Our purpose in life is to live. I mean really live. If someone came up to you and asked, how do you live a full and purposeful life, what would you say? Your answer to that question would be the answer to what your purpose is. I consider my dreams to be like movie trailers. They're previews of what I can live if I choose to live my dreams. And yes, I did say choose. If you think life is hard, you're right. Life is hard. The real question is, when do you plan on changing that? The answer, when life hurts enough, you will change it. The antidote about the dog laying on the nail by Les Brown illustrates my point. The dog on the nail. There was a young man walking down the street and happened to see an old man sitting on his porch. Next to the old man was his dog, who was whining and whimpering. The young man asked the old man, "What's wrong with your dog?" The man said, "He's lying on a nail." The young man asked, "Lying on a nail? Well, why doesn't he get up?" The man then replied, "It's not hurting badly enough." When the voice in your head says, "I can't," replace that with, "I will." Our life is meant to be lived to the fullest, and we must follow our heart's wisdom. It should not be controlled by our deepest fears, nor should we strive for what we think the minimum life has to offer. History has proven time and time again that the human spirit is capable of just about anything. There's no difference between you and your greatest hero. That is the basic premise of the age-old story of heroism. One sets out on an impossible journey and wins. As we discovered earlier, one of the ways we can discover our peace is by learning how to follow and listen to our heart. The more I stripped away the layers of things I was not, the more my purpose became more apparent. I now think that there's a part of me that was hiding from my purpose because it meant I'd have to step out into my greatness. I would have to let go of all the things I wasn't. I believed for a long time in this sad and twisted story about myself. I believed that I was not good enough, strong enough, smart enough. But every one of those negative thoughts was just my mind running away on me, driving me further away from living my purpose. It's not that I needed to find my purpose, I just needed to live my purpose. Inside, I already knew what to do from one moment to the next. I just had to be quiet enough to listen to what my heart was trying to tell me. How to really live your purpose. 1. Let go of your thoughts. 2. Follow your heart and listen to its wise instructions. 3. Only live a life that's purposefully yours. 4. Live deeply in this moment and watch how you can serve the world rather than how the world can serve you. Living these 4 steps will not only drive you toward your purpose, but will create a meaningful and peaceful life for you. With the inclusion of love in these steps, your life will be full of purpose. Every great adventure begins with the courage to face the unknown. Be your own support team in life. Why look to others for encouragement? People won't encourage you to do the things that they are afraid of. My time working in a factory showed me that very clearly. I'm going to start my own business, is something I used to say all the time, to which many of my coworkers would respond, what about the benefits here? What about the guaranteed paycheck? I have 1,000 more benefits that come with my current job and lifestyle. And as for the guaranteed paycheck, the factory I used to work in is now closed. It's not that other people don't want good things for you, so much as they cannot see you doing better than themselves. If they could see a way out of their own situation, they would do what you're doing. Go after your dreams. Start moving forward in your life so you can really start living. That is living a truly purposeful life. Our purpose can materialize more swiftly when we maintain a focus on what it is that we want. Moving beyond our purpose. We have come to this earth to live, love, to expand our consciousness, and most importantly, to awaken to our soul. We have a great deal of opportunity to explore this great plane of demonstration. This earth is the ultimate playground, and we were never meant to set borders and find ways to divide ourselves from each other. We are all here to live as one, love as one, and grow as one. There is so much purpose in life that's hidden from us. Our purpose is not about extracting worth from the things that we do. It's about authentic engagement with life. Rather than what is my purpose, I think the real question is, how can my life serve a purpose? A purposeful engagement with life involves surrendering and serving whatever shows up in front of us. All that we ever need is on its way to us and could be landing at our very feet in this moment. Wake up daily and ask yourself, how can I make a difference and make an impact on the world? We ask this question not to be known as a hero, but to actually become one. True heroes have no agenda for self. They're much too busy serving the world to stop and spend a second of their time looking at how they're being perceived. Life will hand us all kinds of unique experiences, some pleasurable and others not so much. As I reflect on the passing tides of my life, I'm filled with gratitude for all that I've experienced so far. I sit with great anticipation and willingness to fully respond to the moment I'm in. We can count the days that have passed in our lives, but we cannot count the ones that lay ahead of us. Place yourself in the moment you're in so you don't miss a single moment of your life. That way you will fulfill your purpose. Tools to deepen your experience of this chapter. Ask yourself, what is my purpose? Write down the things that come to mind when you ask yourself this question. 2. Identify where you may be following your parents' or a friend's footsteps. Keep in mind that this is not necessarily bad if you're consciously choosing this for yourself. 3. Set aside excuses as to why you cannot live your life. Then identify if you're going against what you really want in life. 4. Become aware of friendships that no longer serve you. It is not good to banish people from your life, but if someone is holding you back, let them go with love. 5. Answer this question: how do you live a full and purposeful life? 6. Remove all the obstacles that are preventing you from following your dreams. Do you believe in your dreams? If not, why not? 7. Become aware of how often you say, "I can't," and are you willing to have the courage to replace that with "I will"? 8. Become aware of where you are holding yourself back from living your purpose. Do you have old stories about yourself that might no longer be true? And 9, take notice of how and why you hold yourself back from following your heart. Is it because others won't approve or support you?